The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code HGP to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL Draft is coming up, and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFFcontest to enter today.
Welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Talon Jenkins. Joined with our host, we got Ryan Gilbert and Joel Meyer. Gentlemen, how the hell are we doing tonight? Take my little pause.
I'm doing good. We just finished recording, what, half hour ago? We got our puck buck bets in. We're ready to go here for round two.
Doing good. About four beers deeper than we started the first one. So, naturally, my confidence and my mood is rising. So let's get the show on the road.
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit less stressed than the past couple of shows. You know, I forgot to say this last time. Fantasy hockey's all done. Was in the finals in two pools. Won one, lost the other. The one I lost to one of my cousins. So you can't be mad. Younger cousin. He did good. Congratulations, Jake. You killed it, buddy. Absolutely.
Younger or older?
He's younger. He's younger.
Wow, that's even better than.
I know he's. I think he's like 6 or 7 years younger than me too. But he had a good team, so he did. But you know what it was?
6 or 7 years old. I'd be like, what the fuck, Alan?
Yeah, can you imagine? We raised him young in this family, baby. Let's fucking get her going. No, I hate Ryan. You'll understand this. You know when like you go to like your matchup and you look and it's like this guy has 20 more games set to be played than you this week, and you're like, how the fuck does this even happen? Mm-hmm. But that's how it ended up playing out. But he got it done. So congratulations, Jake. You killed it, buddy. Other than that, I'm doing good. I'm kind of with Jolie. I'm a couple beers deeper than where we were to start this thing, but we came here to get fucked up, not fucked down, baby. So let's get rocking and rolling. Everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. Tons of stuff in the world of sports. Obviously, we got hockey playoffs. We are finishing our playoff division previews here. Obviously, we'll be focusing on the Central Division last, but by no means least, arguably the best division that we have here in playoffs. Excited to cover that. What else is going on? We got basketball play-ins doing their thing. Baseball's doing its thing. Bundesliga, soccer's doing its thing. Lots of good stuff. Baseball, all that good shit. So tons of stuff in the world of sports. You can find all that information at the SGPN website. Be sure to go check that out. Read the articles. Listen to the other shows. Still check out Ryan's preview on the flag. I almost forgot the L in that. It's the flagship show. The flagship show that is on the Sports Gambling Podcast. You killed it, breaking down NHL playoffs, so that's sick. Go check that out. And, of course, shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you're not making money. Discord's an absolute blast, man. Everybody's having a good goddamn time in there. So if you want to get in the Discord, reach out to myself or Ryan. We'll be sure to point you in the right direction. Or you can reach out to the HGP Twitter account, social media assistant producer, the SMAP. SMAP will tell you everything you need to know. He's a good guy. He's a killer. He'll get you going there. Or what you can do is just go grab yourself PBR, baby. You're getting a good old PBR. Our boy Jolie Meyer there will be there to fire you up, and you can ask him how to get in the Discord, and he'll be like, hey there, bud. Fucking turn 35 in a couple days. But yeah, I'll still tell you how to get in the Discord because I'm a fucking good-looking beauty, and that's how that shit goes. Hell yeah.
Prost.
Cheers. Is that what cheers is?
Yes, it is in German. Good.
Prost.
All right, make sure you subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, of course, on YouTube and Apple, Spotify, all wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and review, and I'll read it at the end of the show.
Hell yeah, man. We got a lot to get into the show because we will also be, we should have said this on the top too, we're also going to be covering our very first our first leg of the HGPPPC. That's the annual playoff hockey gambling podcast puck buck challenge, baby. We got a lot of picks. We were going through them. We're like, holy shit, this could be a show on its own.
Record.
It is. We got a lot. It's almost like we know what we're doing now the third time around. So hopefully We'll see if
we're all going to be broke in three shows.
Yeah, well, there's a chance that that happens too.
Or we're just copying each other's bets. We're like, oh, that's a good bet.
Well, that way too. Yeah, that's a possibility as well. You know, we're not going to rule any of them out. But either way, we will be running through that at the end of the show after we go through the two series that we have here for the Central. However, we should say too, go check out the NBA gambling podcast. They're doing some cool stuff. Ryan, why don't you tell everybody all about it?
Yeah, there's the giving away $200 in cash NBA playoff round one prop contest. The sign up link is in the NBA channel in the Discord. So go there to the NBA channel, sign up, and then go to the best channel, the hockey channel, and have a good time.
Okay. Nothing but a good time. Nothing but a good time. And don't get better than this. I might turn on some fucking poison after this show. I really start tying one on. Let's go, baby. All right, boys, we're going to run through our Central Division previews here. We ready to rock and roll for the Central Division or what, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
You know what my dad made fun of me for today? And this kind of caught me off guard. He's saying, he called me, so I'm talking to him on the phone. He's like, so, son. I'm like, yeah, what's up, Pop? She's like, so the straw that stirs the camel's back, eh?
Oh, that's good.
I was like, fuck off that. I don't need to hear this shit from you. But all right, let's get her going here. First series we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about the Colorado Avalanche against the Winnipeg Jets. What a goddamn series this is going to be. Current odds for this one is Colorado minus 135, the Jets plus 115 to take it. Do you guys have the series split by chance?
All three games won by the Jets.
Ooh. Now, Joel Meyer, how does that make you feel? We're going to throw this over to you, but first I want you to know, how does this make you feel?
They weren't close either.
No. Ooh.
How does it make me feel? Mm-hmm. What, like the series or the fact that they lost every game?
Lost every game. How does that make you feel in your tummy?
I'm not good. I mean, 7-0. That was my lock too last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So that was definitely a body blow. Bet that one fairly heavily as well. So no, not good. Makes me want to throw up. But throwing up's for bitches. So we don't do that here. We keep it all inside. We keep it deep down. Don't let that shit out.
I can't remember the last time I puked. It's been years.
That's because you only drink beer. Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is tough. This is Talon always makes fun of me, you know, not betting my team. I'm backing my team with my money. But you know what? I got a different argument going on here. Because you know what the real fan does? The real fan is able to separate his money, his wallet, from his heart. False. He's able to overcome losing money to cheer on the team. So we'll see. I bet against my team before. But not to this extent. I bet some money on the Jets. I got Jets solo feature. I got Stars. Avalanche winning the cup would be a net loss, no doubt. But you know what? I'm still going to cheer them on. You know why? Because that's what a real fan does. Even though he's going to lose money, he's still going to cheer on his team. How do you like that, Tom? Is that a good argument or what?
No, I hate it. I hate it. You either go down with the ship or you get fucking rich with the ship, buddy. You can't have it both ways, okay? The LGBT Joel community over here fucking is going to be having a blast with this one, all right? But no, it's either you're all in or you're all out. There's no in between, all right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I got to walk the line. Anyway, the reason why I'm not on the Avalanche.
Jolie Cox.
No, Johnny Cash, because you know what? We're gonna toss the cash out.
Walk hard.
Yeah, we're going to go with the heart. There's probably another Johnny Cash pun in there, but I don't know enough of his catalog to give one. But yeah, Jets here. Again, I mentioned the last show, won the season series. That's a big advantage. And it's a stylistic disadvantage for the Avalanche here. You know, they're top heavy. McKinnon's going to have to do all the work. He's going to do all the heavy lifting. Makar, of course. But the real problem is in goal for this team. Forgiev is not a good goalie right now. He runs very hot and cold. So he'll need to have a sustained hot run here in order to get the Avs through this series, because the Jets are good enough offensively. They're getting better. The additions to Monahan and Toffoli are good enough to get this team, you know, a more potent offense than they were towards the beginning and middle of the season. And now that Kyle Connor's back as well. And finally, Bonas is playing. Cole Perfetti, my guy, a little bit more. That's good. Nikolai Ehlers was one of the more underrated players around. The Avalanche, they really, it's so top heavy. Like, just shut down that one line and you have a good chance to win this. And I think the Jets do. They have the home ice advantage. That was huge. Like, Avalanche going for home ice. You know how the best home team in the league, and they lose 7-0 to lose the home ice advantage in the guaranteed first round series. That is just a huge red flag. So I am, from a betting standpoint, I am out on this team here against the Jets. Hellebuck, we know he's had problems in the playoffs before, but another Vezina season here, I think that he should be able to do, he just has to beat Georgiev. That's not exactly too difficult. So, Jets here, their defense, a little bit thin, but Morrissey's a stud. Brendan Dillon, you know, they got some guys. Say. he's a real seal lover.
Eat his murder.
Yeah, so I like the Jets here quite a bit. Just the Avalanche have a lot of problems, notably in net, and like Casey Mittelstadt, he had a great start with the Avs, but lately he's really fallen apart. So once again, the Avalanche is a one line team, and yeah, it's not looking good. McKinnon is going to have to play out of his mind to get the Avalanche across the finish line here. One problem, though, if you care about this kind of thing, is everybody I listen to, they all like the Jets. So if you want to be contrarian, I guess you got to look the Avs.
Fade the public. First line movement.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The line stayed where it is the whole time. Yeah, but in terms of, like, I don't know, the so-called experts or whatever, they all like the Jets. But you know what? I'm a so-called expert. Give me the Jets as well. I think that they win this series. And getting them at a plus number is just a bonus. So, unfortunately, got to do it. Give me the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much to add there. I completely agree. It's going to be a long show anyway with all of our puck bets. But, yeah, I think Jets here, plus 115, they're the hot – they're the only higher seed that's an underdog, I believe, here, plus 115 against the Avalanche. Won 8 in a row to end the season to take that home ice advantage against Colorado, including that 7-0 win. Other wins were 4-2 in Colorado and 6-2 at home. Colorado 4-4-2 in their last 10 games against some tough opponents there. No real cheapies. I guess they did lose in Columbus, which isn't very good. But yeah, Georgiev, you can't rely on him. Well, so yeah, I like the Jets here, plus 115, and I'll take them on the minus 1.5 games at plus 225. I could see them getting this done in 6.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet till your last dying breath, baby. These Jets are absolutely awesome with the likes of Aaron Rodgers, Mike Williams, Garrett Wilson on the team, Sauce Gardner, Breeze Hall. Oh, are these the wrong Jets? Am I talking about the wrong Jets right now? Am I doing that? Well, it doesn't fucking matter because the Winnipeg Jets are just as fucking sick, baby. Holy shit. This team is on an 8-game winning streak heading into the playoffs, which does matter. And look at these teams that they beat along the way. You know, some of them are shit, but some of them are goddamn good hockey teams. LA Kings, playoff team. Flames, Wild, who gives a shit. Preds, the Stars, 3-0. Colorado, 7-0 last time these teams met. Seattle, Vancouver. This Winnipeg team is playing some goddamn great hockey right now, and that matters, man. And the one thing that not a lot of people are talking about, and we've talked about on the show, we talk more about the system play of this defensive core, but, you know, look at some of these players back here, boy. Josh Morrissey, arguably one of the top puck-moving defensemen in the league, at least within maybe top 5, top 10. Hell of a breakout year last year. Cooled the Jets a little bit this year, but still a nice productive year. Dylan DeMello's been strong. Brendan Dillon's been good for them. Neil Pionk. My girlfriend always says Pionk. Or she is one of these. Pionk. Pionk. But he's been a start for them on the back end for a long goddamn time. Nate Schmidt's there. They got some guys on this team, man, on the back end. More importantly, that Rick Bonus system is so fucking good. And I still think that Rick Bonus should get more credit for Coach of the Year. And I brought up the point, and this is, I'm not going to go too big into this, but we talked about them in the preseason. This team was in shambles. There was rumors they were going to trade Scheifele, going to trade Hellebuck. They ended up re-signing both those guys, got them to commit, bought out their captain, sent him out the fucking door, and now look where they are. This team is firing on all cylinders. The offense is still there with the likes of Scheifele, Kyle Connor, Nick Ehlers. Like, this Jets team, there's nothing not to like, man. They play playoff hockey. hockey. They keep games close. They have excellent goaltending, strong defense, great coaching systems, and the offensive firepower is ready to go there too. Not shitting on Colorado, but when you got a guy named Horgiev in net that lets more fucking shit between his legs than a fucking $5 Oshawa hooker, am I right? Like, great, you fucking get it, right? So, like, honestly, like,
10 out of 10.
I love it, baby. I'm on a roll. We're buzzing. Let's keep it going. Love the Jets here in this series of plus 115. I think that they're going to get it done here. How they are dogs, I understand you're going against that absolute monster, Nathan MacKinnon. He is capable of just being a game changer on his own. Kale McCarr and Mika Rantanen. But as Jolie's touched on a couple times this year, the depth gets a little thinner when you get past those first two lines a little bit. And they have lost a bit on the back end. You know, obviously Bowen Byram was a guy they were using. Ryan Graves was a good Avalanche. Maybe Joel thinks otherwise. I always thought he was serviceable for your team, and he's not really there anymore. So I don't know. I like this Jets team a lot. So plus 115 on the series. I think there's some value on that for sure.
I'm seeing one. Cole Perfetti might be a healthy scratch to begin this series. I'm not sure
so much for what I said.
How that's a thing, but apparently Morgan Barron might maybe not available for game one. So maybe
was he the one that was Perfetti the one that was dating Tate McRae?
No, that was Cole Sillinger, right?
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm never gonna get it right. Whatever. Whatever. But, who gives a shit?
A couple things. Yeah, Cole Perfetti, that's not the reason why Bonus should not be coached this year. He's not playing him enough, he's not playing Nikolai Ehlers enough. But the point I was gonna make is that, you know, the Jets do deserve one award. Kevin Cheveldayoff for GM of the year. How do you like that? You can't bet on it, but I think that he deserves that. Like, for getting the team back together, making that excellent trade with the Kings and all that, fleecing them and getting those guys signed. Hellebuck and Scheifele. Right. I didn't think that both of them would sign. So Cheveldayoff, GM of the year, Bonus, coach of the year, not so much. But yeah, Jimmy Rutherford also deserves some credit for that too, with the way that Canucks, the pro scouting worked there. But yeah. Go Colorado, but bet Winnipeg.
I love that my boy Shark in Cognito is around. That's my favorite shark of all time.
He's on fire too. Like everybody is firing. He's got.
We're cooking.
Puns.
Yeah, we're cooking. It's great.
He's your favorite Juan, but Juan's not your favorite Juan.
Yeah, you're right. Juan's my least favorite Juan. All right, how many games do you think we're going to see in this series, Jolie? What are you thinking here?
I mean, everyone looks like it's going to go six. I'd be surprised if we get a sweep in the first round. But yeah, I think we'll get Avalanche will win a couple. Come on, they got three home games; they can win two of them.
I could see it going seven. I think 2-1 for any of these close series to go seven isn't a horrible look, and it gives you something fun to root for. Everyone loves a game seven when their teams aren't involved.
I don't think Hellebuck's going to let this Colorado team win three. I think two is a fair number, so the number six games is looking at me a plus 200 pretty good. But this guy has been absolutely lights out. He's going to win the Vezina. It's clear cut. You know, McKinnon's a fucking absolute all-star, but a guy like that can only play, 23 minutes a night? What are you going to do the other fucking half of the game, right? So I think, which is still pretty good when you put it that way. He's an absolute killer, don't get me wrong. But yeah, I think we'll see six games here at plus 200. Isn't a bad look. Most points for this series. This is where it gets interesting, eh? Like, if you think Winnipeg is going to win the series, who the fuck do you bet? They're not necessarily like a goal-scoring team this year. They've relied a lot more on their defensive metrics. I guess a Kyle Connor plus 600 might be worth a look.
This is most goals you have there, Talon.
Oh, most goal. Oh, shit. That's my bad. Okay, shit.
I have most points pulled up if you want me to.
Do you have that? Yeah, if you don't mind. My bad.
MacKinnon plus 120, Rantanen 230, Makar 750, Nichushkin 15, Kyle Connor 15-1, Scheifele 22. That's the top guys there. Toffoli 50-1. I know someone threw him out most goals. Which would make more sense. I think Archer said that he's at 15.
Yeah, that was a good look.
Mm-hmm. I hate this guy so fucking much, but god damn it, sometimes I wish he was on my team. I'm a Mark Scheifele guy, bro. Mm-hmm. And like, if you look at his playoff performances, they haven't necessarily been great in his career, except for like his rookie year when the Winnipeg Jets made like a massive run. And as a rookie, he had fucking like 20 points in 17 games, 14 goals for Christ's sakes. We know he's capable of like putting the biscuit in the basket, but the Jets haven't been a good playoff team ever since that first year he's been around. And I feel like this year is going to be a little bit different, man. So if you can get him, what do you say, 14-1, Ryan, for Scheifele? For most points?
For most points, Scheifele's 22-1. Yeah, I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that's worth a look. But I feel like Mark Scheifele is going to make I don't want to say make a name for himself, because, like, let's face it, we all know Mark Scheifele is a great player. But I think sometimes people forget just how good he actually is down the middle for this Winnipeg team. So I think that's a decent look.
Oh, I'll do you one better. Scheifele 100-1 for Conn Smythe. Love a good long shot there.
Mm-hmm. You like long, eh, baby?
I think Hellebuck could just win if the
Yeah, Jets I think win the so cup. Too. Yeah.
30-1 for him. I mean, that's not
bad.
I think the Jets are still like what 15 or better to win the cup. So like this is the time to bet them before they upset the Avs.
Now the Central's a war, bro. So any team that actually gets out of the Central, like, they have just as good, if not better, chances to make it than anybody. With that being said, chances are by the time they get to like the Stanley Cup Finals or even the Conference Finals, they're going to be pretty goddamn worn down, dude. So I don't know how we take that into consideration.
I was hyping up the Jets on the flagship show because Kramer had a Winnipeg Bombers shirt on. So he's all in on the Jets with me.
Right on. Yeah, I got really nothing here. I think that Archer has the best bet with Toffoli most goals at 15-1. So I think the Avalanche let in a ton of goals. Maybe the Jets aren't the most potent offense, but Toffoli is a proven playoff scorer. And at 15-1, he's the second option for the Jets. Kyle Connor naturally is ahead of him, but by a decent margin there. So 15-1 for Kyle Connor to have the most goals in the series would be my favorite bet. I mean, McKinnon, you know, at only 2-1, he's more of a passer these days. And, you know, Rantanen at 4-1. I'd rather have Rantanen at 4-1 than McKinnon at 2 if you want to bet an Av, but Toffoli at 15 is my favorite.
Completely agree there.
I wish you could bet 4-1. I wish you could bet like how fucking much time McKinnon's going to have with the puck on a stick just buzzing around the net, because like, I feel like this guy just breaks the puck in, breaks it out, does a lap around the fucking offensive zone, looks for somebody to feed the puck to, gets it back, and just does it all again. So I really wish that was a thing. Unfortunately, it is not.
Oh, man. Imagine the customer support at certain books disputing how much time the guy's flying around. That seems very...
What do you mean? I was counting. I had my stopwatch.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? All right. Anything else you want to add to this series, Jolie? Come on. These are your boys. What do you got? You got to give me some reason why Colorado can win this series here. Give me something.
Yeah. You got Parker Smith here in the chat saying they should not even play this series by the sounds of it. Colorado should just forfeit. Let's give it to Winnipeg.
Ooh, don't.
The fighting like words that. Right there.
I mean, the Avalanche are favored. I mean, there's definitely a solid chance that they win. They have the experience. The Jets, they've never won the Stanley Cup. They've never made it to the finals. They don't have the pedigree. So, yeah, like the Avalanche do have a bunch of winners. And if they actually put it together and they get the bounces, they get some. Even average goaltending from Georgiev, I think the Avalanche could push this to 6-7 games, and then you never know. McKinnon can take over a game 7. That's how the Avalanche win this. But I think it's just likely that the Jets shut them down like they have all year long.
Yeah, remember, we loved the Jets in the first round last year against the Golden Knights, and then Vegas went on to win it all. I know the Jets had injuries, but still.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to move this down to the next series here.
All right, we are going to Joel needs a break here, and we're going to go to Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats, like points, rebounds, assists, shots, goals against, and so much more. You can make entries of all hockey, basketball, mix and match across baseball and other sports. You can win up to 100 times your money. It's a ton of fun. So make sure you go to underdogfantasy.com or the Underdog Fantasy app and use promo code HGP. And Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code HGP.
Oh, there's balls. All right. Next series we're going to dive right into here. And this one is going to be absolutely sick, dude. Is this the best series out of everyone? Maybe not, because Tampa, Florida is pretty sick. Toronto, Boston.
I think this
Colorado,
is
Colorado. Well,
Toronto, Boston, you can't top. But I think
as far as talent goes, I feel like this one takes it, dude. So yeah. We're going to talk about Dallas versus the Vegas Golden Knights, baby. Odds are here on Dallas, -140 to win the series. Vegas, +120. The fact that Vegas ended up being the second wild card and they absolutely totally shit the bed in the final game of the season against Anaheim is fucking crazy to me. Now, from the sounds of it, we're going to get Stone back in this series. Thomas Hurdle's ready. to rock and roll here. Every Vegas Golden Knight that's injured is ready to play. As we expected, let's face it, on paper, this team looks absolutely fucking sick, but the Dallas Stars have been so goddamn good this year, too. Ryan, I'm going to toss this one your way, buddy. Why don't you kick the tires and light the fires on this series here for us?
Yeah, I've been a big fan of the Stars for a while now. I think I loved them going to the playoffs, and I hated that Vegas here fell to play them in the first round. It's a really tough draw for them, but, you know, this might be the best time for them to play them because they're fresh. Vegas getting kind of a rusty stone back hurdle, played a few games, and that's all. I don't really trust Logan Thompson or Aiden Hill here for Vegas. So I still think the Stars take this. I think minus 140 is not a bad price there at all. Vegas did take all three meetings in the regular season, but two of them went to overtime, and they were all played back in December or earlier, so nothing really recently. I think Dallas has the depth, has the better goaltending here, and Jake Ottinger. They made Chris Tanev, good deadline additions there. And I think they're pretty hot going into the playoffs here. So I think the Stars, you know, Vegas is going to probably push it to seven games. I could very easily see this series going to seven games as well. But, yeah, the Stars have been really hot ever since February 29th. They only have four losses since then, so I can't see them losing four out of seven to Vegas here in the first round, or possibly to anybody in the playoffs here. So big fan of the Stars here still. I think over 5.5, minus 172 total games is good. Possibly Dallas -1.5 games at +150 if you think they can get it done in six, but I think this should be a long series. So just over 5.5 on the games, and then the Stars at -140.
The LA King Chicago Blackhawk game was the biggest leverage game of the past, I don't know, few weeks, other than the teams trying to get in the playoffs, because getting the Knights on this side of the bracket was disastrous for those of us holding these big Stars futures, even the Central Division futures that I've been preaching, because now that the Knights are on this side of the bracket, it's not good, because this team can actually beat both these teams, the Stars and whoever comes out of the Jets Avalanche matchup. So that was not good result, but I was very pessimistic last night, but in the light of day, as my mind starts to think a little bit more, I've grown more confident that the Stars can still win this. They should still win this. I did bet some more, minus 125. I was thinking, oh, fuck, could I just bail? I got insane prices on Stars. Like, well, the fucking parlays with Scheffler and UConn and all this. So I got Stars coming up my ass. And the Knights were tempting there. But you know what? Fuck it, man. I'm doubling down. I'm riding it out, at least for now. Yeah, because I know that the Knights, they won the series last year. They were up 3-0. The Stars made it kind of competitive coming back two games in the Western Conference Finals, of course. And then the Knights just blew them out in the sixth game. So it's not a bad matchup. I mean, the Knights won every game this regular season. So this stuff is why I'm pessimistic a little bit. And if only the Kings were on this side of the bracket, things would be so much easier. But unfortunately, we got to deal with the hand we're dealt. And unfortunately, that hand is the fucking cheaters out of Vegas. So, I still do think the Stars win this series. They are a lot better now than they were last year. And the Knights, if they play like they played for most of the season, they are far inferior to this team. We're just giving a lot of credit because, you know, they get Mark Stone back, though they weren't that great even with him this year. And they're getting, you know, Thomas Hertl now, Noah Hanifin. But Alec Martinez has totally fallen apart. They lost Riley Smith in the offseason. So I don't think that the Knights are as good and the Stars are better. So this rematch, the Stars are rightly favored. I think the Knights were a very small favorite in the series last year, if I remember correctly. But now that the tide has turned, I think the Stars just get it done. The depth is huge. 8-20 goal scorers.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Fuck, you stole my point. God damn it, Joel. 9, if you include the pace that Stankoven had. He had 6 goals in what, like fucking 23 games or some shit like that. He would have been up to 2 probably compared to full season.
Yeah, he slowed down towards the end, but still, he's going to be a hell of a player. Stars are excellent balance of youth and experience. Of course, they got Pavelski, who still hasn't slowed down. Wyatt Johnson, he's on 32 goals this year. I bet him a little bit for Conn Smythe, little teaser for the HGP PBC, wherever the fuck the initials are.
yeah, give me the Stars here. Knights, they have a lot of upside, though. Like, if they just turn into the team they were last year, then we're probably fucked, because the Stars could not match up against that. But I think the Knights are not as good, and I'm hoping that's the case. And that's why I'm still backing the Stars.
Jolie touched on it exactly there, what I was going to say to you. The name of the game when it comes to this series, if you ask me, it comes down to depth, man. And you look at what the Dallas Stars have been able to assemble, and truth be told, a lot of it is through the draft. Most of these players that they have, they've actually drafted and developed, and that just speaks volumes about how important the draft is and just how pivotal it is to team success, man. But if you look at these teams, Jolie touched on it, 8 guys with 20-plus goals, man. Like, fucking, it's insane. Wyatt Johnson, Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson, Joe Pavelski, Tyler Seguin, Matt Duchene, Mason Marchman, fucking Jamie Benn. But it's not even just the depth up front. If you look at the depth on the back end too, man, breakout season from Thomas Harley. He's been absolutely fucking unbelievable this year for this team, both from an offensive and even from a defensive point of view. Miro Hiskinen's always going to be a stud. Fucking Yanni Hakanpaa back there. Obviously, they brought in Chris Tanev. You guys are always going to hate my boy Ryan Sutter, but come on, give me some love for my boy Esa Lindell on the back end too, and then just Jake Onger and that. Like, I pretty much just named off the entire Dallas Stars team, and almost everybody on that team is fucking unbelievable. Yes, they don't have anybody that scored like 40, 50 goals or anything like that, but it's death by a thousand cuts with this team, man. It really is. Every line that they roll out is fucking, like, they can get you. They can get you, man. They can get you with their third line. They can get you with their fourth line. Their defensive pairing is strong. And you look at the likes of Vegas, and I think part of the reason why we hype them up so much, it's their defensive monsters they have on the back end, the fucking mutants, right? The Petriangelos, the Shea Theodores. Like, these guys are sick, and obviously they bring the likes of Thomas Hurdle. We're excited to see how he does. He's got fucking 4 points in 6 games for this team since coming back, especially off injury, which is good. So this Vegas team is no slouch. There is definitely no reason why Vegas can't win this series, but you got to go with the safer bet to me, and that's the Stars, man. I love the Stars to go on a run before I found out they were playing Vegas. And just because they're playing Vegas doesn't turn me off of this team, man, because eventually they're going to have to play a team of that caliber as well anyways. So if you like the Stars before and you're worried about them getting matched up with Vegas, don't be, all right? This team knows what it takes to win. They have great coaching. They have great fucking chemistry within the team's absolutely fantastic. The addition of Matt Duchene in this lineup, too, has low-key been fucking awesome, man. He's had some 10-bell goals this year since coming in. It's just everything that I'm seeing with this Dallas team, it's awesome. And let's not even talk about the balance in between net. I'm sorry. Aiden Hill, I'm sorry. I know that you guys were invested in him, and yes, he was playing fine since winning a cup and shit. He was playing great before he got hurt. But to me, Aiden Hill isn't a goalie to be scared about. I put Aiden Hill more in, and this is going to be a hot take, I put Aiden Hill more in the category with the Darcy Kempers that are going to fall off in 2 fucking years anyways and lose their job after he gets paid, as opposed to a guy like Jake fucking Ottinger in net. What are we even doing here, all right? Give me the fucking Stars all day long in this series. I was scared when I found out they're going to be playing Vegas when I woke up this morning. I talked myself into really liking them. One thing I'm going to touch on here before we go into this other stuff. Everybody forgets how much of a fucking monster goddamn Roope Hintz was coming into the playoffs last year. That first round of the playoffs last year, this guy was fucking absolutely dynamite. So I love him for most points in the series in this first round. Again, he hasn't had a great year this year. He's been kind of in the middle of the pack. But a plus 800 for most points, I think there's some value on that.
I didn't know that both you guys were so high on Stars. I thought I was on an island, but... No, I love it. You guys are building me up. You know what we call this?
What do we call it?
Support system.
There you are.
Oh, there it is.
Fucking right. We are.
Stars pod, star support system. Let's go.
We're a nebula. Yeah. The 3 of us are a nebula just filled with stars, baby.
We're just a bunch of stars right here. A bunch of beauties. So it makes sense. But yeah, the stars depth is insane. They're 3 great lines. Their fourth line, Sam Steele, Faxa, and Craig Smith is like a prototypical fourth line. So yeah, I think as long as Peter DeBoer doesn't choke, I think, you know, this team can go far.
Against his old team that fired him probably prematurely. Yeah. So he's got some that blood there. It didn't work out last year, but hopefully he's got another offseason of festering anger to fuel his hate and find some new anger to drive him a win.
There is some scars. All right, boys, how many games do we see these series going? What do you think?
Another one I can't see going less than 6. I know it's repetitive. Some of them are going to go 5, but it's hard to pick out which one. I think the Knights get a couple here.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some short series, but I don't see it here. I think Dallas in 6 is probably a good look. Game 7 at plus 200 is definitely not a bad look at all. Should be a long series. Vegas knows how to play playoff hockey. The Stars necessarily might not yet. They're learning it, but, you know, maybe this is the year. But, yeah, I think this could easily go 7 games.
Stars went to the conference finals against the Blues like 2 years ago, didn't they? And a lot of these guys that were on this team were on that team too. So I'm not just going to rule out experience for here from Dallas. I'm going to take the Stars in 5, boys, at plus 250. I think they're going to come out the fucking gate swinging. This team has been dominant at home all year long. Vegas hasn't necessarily been great on the road. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you say the price was?
Plus 250 at 5.
So it's 5, not still trying to remember when the Blues played the Stars.
Plus 520, I'm seeing, which makes more sense.
What am I looking at? I see 5 games right now. I'm looking.
Oh, that's probably for the series to go 5 games. But if you want to take Stars 4-1 series win, it's plus 520.
Okay, well, then that's what I want right there. Let's go. I'm all in on the Stars. I'm going to put on my Newcastle Stars sweater from now on out, unless I'm typing up the Leafs. Let's go. Leafs-Dallas final. Bet me that. Anything else you want to touch on here when it comes to the Dallas Stars and the Vegas Golden Knights, gentlemen?
I'll just do my teamly Conn Smythe potentials here. Ottinger 30-1, Jason Robertson potentially 35-1, Pavelski 90-1. Not as high as I would want, but he's on that top line. And as Joel said, Wyatt Johnson is probably a good look as well. I saw someone on Twitter picked him, so I'm not sure if Joel heard that somewhere. If he's just
maybe that was me, my burner account.
Oh, possibly.
Could have been.
No, it was my guy Thomas Drantz with Canucks Talk.
That is who I saw. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I think I do either follow him or like I saw that get retweeted.
Hell yeah, that's my guy. Yeah, so I am definitely tailing him. I didn't know he's giving it on Twitter too. That's hilarious. No, he said that in Canucks Talk today. Yeah, I think what Talon's thinking of the Blues Stars in the second round in 2019.
Why was that? Why do I feel like that was so long ago?
And they lost in the bubble to the Avalanche, or no? They won in the Avalanche. Then they lost in the finals in the bubble to the Lightning.
You know what? You're right. I was thinking the St. Louis one because fucking nothing but Jordan Binnington was it? Not Jordan Binnington. What was his name?
It was Binnington.
And Ben Bishop was.
Oh in yeah.
Dude, these past 5 years have gone by like that, bro. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. Holy shit.
Anyway, yeah. Wyatt Johnson. I think Stars win the cup. They have a good chance to do it anyway. So I look at Stars and 100-1 for Wyatt Johnson is a good look. Like a 32 goal scorer at 100-1, he's going to be up there. I mean, he only plays on the third line, but the way the Stars, they get all players involved. So he's going to get some ice time for sure. And
distribution of minutes.
Yeah. And Pavelski at 90-1. I know he was a much bigger price last year. But still at 90-1 with this guy. Like Talon brought, he trivia'd us like what was it about a month ago that he's the active player with the most playoff goals.
Right? Yeah,
so he knows how to get it done in the playoffs.
Tally's trivia. Hell yeah!
You can get the crusty old Jimmy Benn or Tyler Seguin at 250-1 if you think they can finally step up.
What are the odds of Jamie Benn cross checking some guy's teeth out and how many teeth he loses on the play?
Probably -250.
100%, but I love that. Let's go. I love Jamie Benn. He's a fucking gamer, bro. That's awesome. Anything else to add to this here, gentlemen, or what do we think?
Heiskanen 60-1, just to add there, but that's, yeah.
I mean, Heiskanen is probably the most important player for the Stars, but he's not going to win Conn Smythe because he just doesn't get the production.
Otter's what, 32?
Yes.
Yeah, he could win it.
Yeah, I think
hopefully we get the hopefully, pray to God, we get the honor of the last month or so, not the honor of the
last year's playoff or last year's playoff. Yeah. All right, boys,
Jonathan Marchessault is 55-1 to repeat. If you just want to cover your ass now,
don't do it.
Well, here's another thing. Here's the other thing my guy Thomas Drantz brought up. He's got to have some question marks swirling because are the Knights going to resign him because they spent all the money on fucking Thomas?
I saw that.
I don't think this guy is going to be.
They won't. They're just going to say fucking thanks for everything. Smell you later.
Thanks for the cup.
Yeah, so, smell you later, bud.
Yeah, I could see that guy. He's definitely one. Now, if he wins Conn Smythe again, I'll fucking eat my shorts.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to move down here. Boys, before we do, good job on the division previews for the playoffs, gentlemen. Round of applause here. I think we did a good job, and we only pissed off a couple people in the process.
We kept them concise enough information, very, very, very efficient here, which is
Those moments aren't in the league yet. So
exactly. Dude, I'm torching them so fucking hard. So just wait for next year. I'm so excited. I'm going to be fucking batting.
You went from loving the Coyotes to hating them.
That's what it is. I'm all on Team Arizona now. Fuck Salt Lake City. 100%. All right.
What do you think of the names?
Y'all know what
I saw them.
What do I think of the names? I saw them briefly. I don't remember what any of them were because I didn't like them. What did you think?
Yetis were there. I saw like the Blizzard, the Fury, just Utah Hockey Club. I don't know.
They're not being named for the next year. They're going to wait 2 years to make a name, they said. So next year they're going to be the Hockey Club.
That's fucking dumb.
I know.
Thomas Drantz, hey, third time I can mention him. He brought up the name, the Utah Wagon. I really like that one. It's just the wagon.
Are they settlers? Is that what we're doing
yeah,
here?
Like, right? Because they
for the Amish?
The Oklahoma Sooners? I mean, Utah Wagon.
Utah Bandits, because they stole the team.
I still like the Utah. I still like the Utah Skinwalkers.
From Doug Reed? That.
No, I came up with that before Doug Reed. But you know what I heard online? And somebody, this is pretty creative. The Utah Phoenixes. Because they're stealing the team away from Phoenix. The Utah Phoenix. I think that's... they're Phoenix. Like the fucking bird. You know?
Yeah. They're not thieves. They grow up into a beautiful thing. Then they die. And then they rise again from the ashes.
Is that not what Mormons do? I've seen those videos.
I haven't read the book of Joseph
Mormon
Smith.
Mormon girl.
Yeah, they're really working overtime to piss off the Bronco Cougar BYU fan.
The Utah Joseph Smiths. How about that?
We should call them the Utah BYU Zach Wilsons because that's the only time he was good. So they should be. I like that. I don't fucking know. All right, let's get into this. HGP PPC Hockey Alley Podcast Puck Puck Challenge. Oh, Jeff O'Neill on Overdrive said this should be called the Utah Mammoth. I thought that was kind of cool.
That's not bad.
Right, the mammoth, right? Anyways,
some prehistoric creatures there in Utah, or
fuck yeah,
how much going on?
All right, I don't know, we could go for days on this, maybe we will in the off season, just 1 hour, just name. All right, HGP PPC best out of the year, baby, hockey gambling podcast, puck buck challenge. What we do, we each have $1,000 puck buck bankroll that we roll with through the playoffs to see who can make the most money, whoever has the most money left over. Normally, we don't make much. Normally, it's whoever's left standing kind of takes the win on this. So, yeah, we'll be making bets. It can be future bets. It can be next game bets. It can be whatever the fuck you want.
No. I believe that you and I are both profitable when we won. I could be mistaken. I know, yeah. I was.
I don't remember if I got over the 1,000 puck buck mark. I might have. I hit hard on Vegas winning the cup last year.
I think you were. Yes. We'll go with that. Nobody remembers anyway. So
only person that would go back and look is Shark anyway. So we're okay. But we're all up. Everybody, all of us were up a bunch of money. That's how it always works, right? So Anyways, yes, we'll all be picking our picks. We got a lot because this is like the first day. So we're going to go through them here. Boys, I feel like as defending champion here, I finally won something. You got to let me fucking ride in this to kick it off. I'm going to go through with my slip here. Okay. My first ones, I'm taking McDavid's good start. Connor McDavid, series 1 points leader in his series against the LA Kings at -125. I'm putting down 50 puck bucks on that. I think he takes it. I'm also taking Dallas to win series one against Vegas at -140, 50 puck bucks on that. Nashville to win the first series +130. 25 puck bucks. I'm taking Dallas to win the cup +850, 50 puck bucks on that. Frederick Anderson to win the Conn Smythe, +3200 here, 10 puck bucks. Toronto versus Boston game one over 5.5 at -125, 50 puck bucks. Austin Matthews shots on goal in game one, over 4.5, -140. I'm putting 100 puck bucks on that, my boy. I feel like he's going to show up with a biscuit on the basket. Edmonton to win round one, -190, 50 puck bucks. Winnipeg to win round one, fucking +125, 25 puck bucks. Nashville to win round one, plus 130, 25 puck bucks. Big on the dogs here, keeping it going. Tampa Bay to win round one on the money line versus Florida, plus 150 puck bucks. Tampa Bay to win game one versus Florida, 142 or plus 142, 15 puck bucks on that. Dallas to win game one against Vegas, minus 130, 30 puck bucks on that. Edmonton to win game one versus LA, minus 166, 100 puck bucks on that. And my final play, Jake Oettinger to win the Conn Smythe at plus 30,000, 10 puck bucks on 3,000. That. Plus 3,000, sorry. Plus 30,000.
All right, yeah, I'll run through mine now. McDavid, most points in the first round of the series, minus 125. 50 puck bucks. Panthers to win this first round, minus 175. Also 50 puck bucks. Panthers minus 1.5 games, plus 116 for 20 puck bucks. Jets to win the first round series, plus 115, 35 puck bucks. Hurricanes to win game one in the series, minus 135, 75 puck bucks. Oilers in six, plus 425 for 25 puck bucks. Carolina to have the more shots on goal in the first series against the Islanders at minus 225 for 125 puck bucks.
Love that bet, by the way.
Yes. Canucks minus 1.5 games, plus 138 for 40 puck bucks. Canucks in six, plus 475, 10 puck bucks. I'm going to Conn Smythe here. Frederick Anderson, 32-1 for 10 puck bucks. Brent Burns, 250-1 for 5 puck bucks. Draisaitl, 40-1 for 5 puck bucks. Oettinger 30-1 for 10 puck bucks. Mark Scheifele 100-1 for 5 puck bucks. And then Canes to win the Eastern Conference plus 300 for 50 puck bucks. And Stars to win Western Conference at plus 425 for 50 puck bucks.
Oh, this is excellent radio here. I'm actually going to talk about each bet.
Oh, just boo.
Oh, come on. Go back and listen to the other shows.
Jesus Christ.
I won't, not all of them, okay? But McDavid, okay, same thing. Minus 125, 25 puck bucks. Great bet. I think just keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, we Canucks all have. Series.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's the first one on our list here.
Should like we that. Just take it off? Like?
Yeah. Canucks, minus 150 series, 50 puck bucks. Jet series, plus 115, 25 puck bucks, but go Avalanche. Seth Jarvis, Conn Smythe, 140-1, 2.5 puck bucks on this. I think the Hurricane system is a crapshoot, and the crazy odds for one of their better goal scorers is in line. Something wild can happen. Like you can see random guys win the Conn Smythe all the time. Just see last year with Jonathan Marchessault. So that's a great number on a likely Stanley Cup contender. Quinn Hughes, Conn Smythe, 45-1, 5 puck bucks. I think that if the Canucks win, this guy has more than a 50% chance to win. So you're getting like a better price than the Canucks win the cup by betting Quinn Hughes to win the Conn Smythe at this point. Sasha Barkov, Conn Smythe, 30-1, 5 puck bucks on this. Best player in Florida. Hopefully gets the recognition. You know, people always say the most underrated guy in the league. Well, fucking voters, you better vote for him to win the Conn Smythe if that's what you think, if Florida Panthers win the cup. Because he's definitely the Panthers aren't winning the cup without him being the most important player. David Pastrnak, Conn Smythe, 30-1, 5 puck bucks on this. He's the engine for this offense. Everything goes through him. Of course, Jeremy Swayman could win it, but I'm not sure that he's going to be the goalie for the whole playoffs. He could easily be pulled for Allmark, or they could even just rest him. Like, that's what the Bruins do these days. So, Pasta, 30-1, 5 puck
bucks. You're only going to play four games, bro. Why would you even
bet that? Well, we'll get to that. Wyatt Johnson, Conn Smythe, similar with Seth Jarvis logic. 100-1, 2.5 puck bucks on that. Shout out to Thomas Trantz. Hell of a goal score and all that. Stars are another great contender. I like them doing the cup. Pastrnak, most round one series goals, plus 220. That's in the series against the Leafs, of course. 25 puck bucks on that. I think that he just owns the Leafs and he'll dial it up there. But we're in the same series. I was surprised this price. Hopefully he plays game one. I think that Sheldon Keefe is just playing some mind games, so I do think that he does play. But Nylander in the same series, most goals are 10-1 at 5 puck bucks. This guy has been a proven playoff performer, and Auston Matthews has not. So I think that this guy's got a chance to overtake him there. Dallas, plus 850 cup, 50 puck bucks. Said enough about that. And then, do you hear that? What's that sound? Bruins series, they're going to beat the Leafs, minus 120, 35 puck bucks. And Bruins Cup, 13-1, why not? I think whoever wins
this side of the bracket is going to win the East against the Canes or the Rangers. So that's what I'm going for. Now, Bruins Cup 13-1, 15 puck bucks, and Panthers Cup 7-1, 50 puck bucks on that. That's it. Hopefully, a team from the Atlantic or the Central win the cup, or I'm probably going to be broke.
Well, you're missing one team from the Atlantic there. It kind of makes me a little sad.
The Leafs are a better result than some. I'll say that much.
I'm gonna
better the Leafs than the Rangers or the Knights.
I'm getting on the next plane over to fucking BC, and I'm gonna hunt you. I'm gonna be fucking following those Chinese people down to the cherry blossoms. I'm gonna be knocking on your door and fucking socking you right in the face, big boy.
Bring it, buddy.
All right, Puck Buck Challenge, good go. Obviously, we'll be diving a lot more into this. It's a much easier listen when we're not making 12 picks each, and that tends to happen as the playoffs progress because we've either lost all of our money or have all of our money tied up into future bets. So yeah. It gets better, I swear. Yeah,
there's seven Puck Buck bets.
Yeah.
$7 Puck Bucks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a lot of fun, bro. So 100%. We cannot wait. It's the best part of the year. It's my favorite part of the year. So hell yeah. Boys, anything else you want to add? An overall concept of the playoffs on the whole? Anything before we wrap this one up here?
No, I think there's enough audio out there from us over the past 3-4 days where you can just go back and re-listen. You know, I know our favorite Sharks do out there, so make sure you guys can do that as well.
To everybody, if you've listened to all four of these in the span of like 2 or 3 days, you're fucking awesome, dude. So thank you very much. And it's fucking playoffs, guys. Let's get fired. I know I am. I know you guys are too. Everybody in the Discord's fired up. Everybody else, you should be too. Hell yeah, man. So goddamn excited. It's the best goddamn time of the year. There's no way around it. Round one, it's fucking absolutely electric, goddamn it. And I cannot wait. Let's get after it. Hell yeah. Let's make some fucking money here, gentlemen and lady. Because yeah. Of hot crust, one lady. Hell yeah.
we had a comment from Kay commented on our show, Metropolitan once. It's starting watching about 2 weeks ago. Love the show. Talon, you're my favorite. Let's go, Rangers.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that, man. But everybody's good. We're all good collectively, you know. The sum of the whole is greater than the parts of the butt. So, again, we're all about the whole, not the butt. So, hell yeah. All right. Here we go. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's supposed to be tons of stuff going on in the world of sports, baby. What do we got? We got hockey playoffs starting off. It's going to be awesome tomorrow. What else? Golf, RBC Heritage Open. I haven't even looked. I don't even know who's winning. I saw Sepp Straka had a good day, apparently. No, I didn't. I had to calm down after the Masters, but I'm going to get right back into it.
So. My boy Sepp, right in the mix, one behind, I believe, or he might even be tied. But yeah,
did you take him?
Yeah, man, 75-1, and Ludvig Åberg, of course. I'm just going to keep betting him every fucking 30 because he's going to win a bunch. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good shit. I like that strap of price. So that's awesome. Tons off the world of sports. You can find all that information at the SGPN website. NFL draft coming up. You know, it's about time we're getting done these previews. I can finally go. J.K. Dobbins, let's fucking go Chargers, baby. Every ex-Raven, just come home. Just come over to L.A. We'll fucking take you. Love it. So, hell yeah, tons of stuff in the world of sports. You can find all that information at the SGPN website. Check it out. Check out the shows. Check out the articles. Check out the Ryan on the flagship show here on the Sports Gambling Podcast talking about NHL playoffs. Still very relevant by the time you hear this and listen to it. Even like if we're halfway through the playoffs, it's still relevant, man. So go back. Check it out. He did an awesome job. It's fucking sweet. And of course, shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord, baby. Discord's always popping up. We're having a good time. If you're not having a good time, you're having a great time. If you're not having a great time, you're having a better time. If you're not having a better time, then chances are you're not in the right place, which is why you got to get into the SGPN Discord. If you're not in there, you're not making money. If you want to get to the Discord, reach out to myself or Ryan on Twitter. We'll point you in the right direction. Or you can reach out to HGP Twitter account, social media assistant producer. We'll tell you everything that you need to know. He's a beauty. He's sitting there. He's fucking yoked, eh? Nobody talked about how yoked this guy is. He has biceps bigger than the moon, for Christ's sakes. You know, and he looks pretty goddamn good, in good shape. So we love that guy to death. Reach out to him. We'll point you in the right direction. Or what you can do is just fucking just bunker down on the couch, because I'll tell you what my boy Joel Meyer is going to be doing this weekend. He's going to be sitting his ass down, drinking PBR, and watching some goddamn hockey, man. So hell yeah. Become a couch potato like all of us will be, baby. And, you know, you'll see our boy Joel and be like, hey, Joel, you know, how do you like your potatoes? He'll be like, mashed. And he'll be like, Tom, how do you like yours? It's like fucking baked. And they'll be like, hey, Ryan, how do you like yours? And he'll be like, I like french fries because fucking... And then we'll be like, yeah, anyways, I'm going to get in the Discord. And that's how you get into the Discord.
You said that the Chargers have taken all the Ravens players. Would you call that gym zest?
Oh, This guy's playing hardball over here. All right, I fucking love it. That's funny. That made me laugh. It was a good one. All right, Ryan, where can they find it? Are we subscribing? Are we liking?
Oh, yeah, what subscribe do we do? To YouTube, like to YouTube, subscribe Apple, subscribe Spotify, leave us reviews. Yeah, have a good time.
All right, that's all that matters. Guys, playoffs are awesome. This has been a lot of fun doing these past shows. I'm so excited. Everybody have an awesome time. I hope all of our teams win. I hope every one of our teams win the Stanley Cup. You know, Joel, I hope the Avs win. I hope the Leafs win. Ryan, I hope the Flyers get a good draft
pick or
something.
I guess they can't get the lottery.
Yeah, they can't. But you're going to pick a sleeper at 14, and he's going to be an all-star. I got a
Ginla. A Ginla could be there for us.
They could 100%. Move up 10 spaces, 10 spots, right? That's mm-hmm. the best. Yeah.
So what's that, a 6th overall?
No, that they're at 12.
Oh, okay.
He collapsed. Yeah, it collapsed hard.
All right, maybe it's all part of
the game. They got second, possibly, or is that 4?
I think they can get second, yeah.
Damn, that'd be nice.
How's Broad Street going? You still doing stuff with that?
Broad Street Hockey, yeah. Broad Street Hockey Podcast. Haven't done the postseason podcast yet. Probably going to do that on Monday, so keep an eye out for that.
100%, man. All right, everybody. My name is Talon Jenkins. You can find me at Twitter at Talon_Jenkins. Signing for it. Guys, let's fucking go Leafs. Come on. Let's get this done. Let's do this, all right? Best looking team in the league.
I'm Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at RGilbertSOP.
I'm Joel Meyer, and you'll find me at the bar an awful lot these days because you know what? The Vancouver fans are a bunch of animals, and it's going to be fun watching them in their natural habitat, watching Canucks games in the playoffs for the first time in fucking forever. Don't count the bubble because it doesn't count. There's nobody at the bars then anyway. So, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere here. Hopefully the Canucks go far, but hopefully they lose to the Stars or the Avalanche or the Jets.
Hell yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Utah sucks. Rory McIlroy is a little bitch.
Aram one.
Aram one. Peace.